The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Gabbati from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, and it features everything that you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing just great, Gil. In fact, I have got a big smile on my face right now, and that is because I've got some little-known tax tips to share with folks to help them save some money, and saving money always makes me smile.
It makes everybody smile. Maybe not the IRS. It makes everybody else smile. Like what?
Well, as you know, the federal government was offering some really generous tax credits for energy-efficient improvements like insulation, high-performance windows, heating and cooling systems in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah, but didn't they end in 2010?
Well, here's the surprise. Yes and no. The generous credit of up to $1,500 is gone. That's true. But the tax credit has reverted back to the pre-stimulus days. And you can take a less generous but still useful credit for up to $500 on certain energy-efficient improvements. Now, of course, there are several buts.
First, though, what about the folks who did take advantage of the credit in 2010 and need to claim it on their taxes this April? I mean, let's take care of them first. What do they need to do?
Okay, so two easy things. First, they need to be sure to file IRS Form 5695. That's 5695. And you just attach it with your 1040 or your 1040-NR. And you want to make sure you've kept on hand your receipts and manufacturer certification from the product or system you purchased in case the IRS asks to see it. Now, your vendor should be able to provide a certification showing that the system qualifies for the tax credit. All you need to do is search residential energy tax credits at HouseLogic.com for information on claiming the credit on your 2010 taxes.
Okay, now remind listeners which improvements were eligible.
Okay, I'll run through the list. So there's biomass stoves, there's heating, ventilation, or any sort of air conditioning, insulation, roofs, metal or asphalt, water heaters, windows, doors, and skylights, and storm windows and storm doors. But remember, not all products in a category are equal in terms of the tax credit. The improvements have to meet IRS energy efficiency standards to qualify for the credit. Now, you can get all the details about that at EnergyStar.gov. They have all the standards there.
Okay, great. So we've covered 2010. Now, tell me more about this still available 2011 credit.
Okay, happy to do that. So the 2011 tax credit, which is up to $500, is only available to those who didn't take advantage of $500 or more of the $1,500 in available credits for 2009 and 2010. So, for example, if you took $300 in the last 2 years, you can get up to $200 in 2011.
Okay, now I'm going to get out the reading glasses and magnifying glass, and you can tell me about the limits and the fine print here.
Okay, the 2011 credit only extends to 10% of the cost of the eligible improvement. So you would have to spend, say, $500 to get a $500 credit. That's different from 2009 and 2010, when you could get the credit on 30%. Of eligible expenses. So that's a bit different. Now, with some systems, too, your cap is even lower than $500 in 2011.
Okay. On such as?
New windows, for example. That has a $200 maximum overall credit. And that's not per window. That's overall. I just want to be real clear about that. It's a $150 cap for qualified natural gas, propane, or oil furnace or hot water boilers, that stops there. And for approved electrical and geothermal heat pumps, central air conditioning systems, natural propane or oil water heaters, that has a $300 max. $500 is the max for all qualified improvements combined. So you could combine, you know, some of these if they're smaller, so they add up to $500.
Okay. So is this just for the item itself? What about installation of these things? Is that covered?
Sometimes. Don't you just love that answer? So, more fine print. Here's the rule of thumb with installation. According to the IRS, if installation is either particularly difficult or critical to safe functioning, the credit will cover labor. Otherwise, no. But here's where it gets tricky. So, while you'd have to be pretty handy to install your own windows and your own roof, the federal government still puts installation of these improvements squarely in the not covered category. So let's run through what is covered. So biomass stoves, any sort of HVAC, non-solar water heaters, the installation for all of those is covered. Not covered is the installation for insulation for roofs, windows, doors, and skylights.
Okay, and in terms of the filing protocol for next year, how do you claim this credit?
Same way as for 2010. You want to make sure the systems you're considering are eligible for the credits. You talk to your vendor, or you can search by 2011 energy tax credits at houselogic.com to find more info and a link to the specific page with standard details from Energy Star. We talked about that a few minutes ago. You want to save your system receipts and manufacturer certifications because you'll need them if the IRS asks for proof. And then you file that same form we talked about before, the IRS form 5695, with the rest of your tax forms when you file them in 2012. Now, we have articles covering each type of system you might want to consider upgrading. So if you check out houselogic.com under taxes and incentives, you can see all our energy tax credit info. Oh, and one more thing.
What?
Procrastinators now have an official reason to delay filing their taxes this year. The IRS says that if you're going to use a Schedule A to deduct mortgage interest, you need to wait until mid to late February to send in your tax returns.
Huh, how come?
Well, the IRS needs extra time to reprogram its processing systems to accommodate tax law changes enacted by Congress and signed by President Obama in December of 2010. Schedule A is used to itemize deductions like mortgage interest, your charitable contributions, medical and dental expenses, and state and local taxes. Most people aren't affected because the majority of tax returns are from non-itemizers. So if that's you, you don't need to delay. You know, you can just submit your tax forms as soon as you want. Also, it may not affect electronic filers. But the IRS says it will let taxpayers know when it's ready to process returns with Schedule A. Meanwhile, if you want to get started on your tax return, you'll find the paperwork you need at the IRS, which is www.irs.gov, and at libraries and post offices. And, you know, one more thing. There's another oddity to this tax year. Tax day isn't the 15th of this year, even though it falls on a weekday.
Really?
That's true. The due date for federal income tax returns this year is Monday, April 18th, because Emancipation Day, a holiday observed in the District of Columbia, falls this year on Friday, April 15th. And by law, District of Columbia holidays impact tax deadlines in the same way that federal holidays do. They have to move.
Interesting. And that's actually really important to point out. I thank you for that, because people in the 50 states, of course, would have absolutely no idea.
Absolutely.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, houselogic.com. Great information as usual. Thank you so much. And again, you can find everything and anything about this at houselogic.com. Pamela, take care. See you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.